Pro-Migration Advocates Showcase Crying Migrants. By Neil Monroe on January 21, 2025. Migration advocates are spotlighting tearful migrants at President Donald Trump's restored southern border as the advocates try to reduce Americans' record support for deportations. It is emotional extortion and it works on low-information readers and people that are watching television, said Todd Bensman, a migration expert at the Center for Immigration Studies. The media needs to hold the people who are pushing that tactic to account, like they do anybody in the MAGA movement or Donald Trump. I'm not arguing for Americans to have a hard heart, Bensman said, who described the emotionally manipulative news reports as injustice porn. I'm arguing for them to put the crying in the context, because this is how you create and maintain a civilization of laws and borders. A Washington Post reporter got almost 40 million views on Twitter for this video. The video was welcomed by millions of pro-migration progressives, partly because it arrived as Trump announced a series of border protection policies. So they had appointments and were doing things right, but still got shut out? Responded a viral tweet from ex-account Mother of Eagles. She continued, "How cruel. I guess this is going to be the new norm. Pain and suffering in war." Similarly, NPR's January 20 report from Juarez focused on one migrant learning she could not follow prior migrants across the border because Trump quickly restored the border protections for American families. NPR, Marjolis Tinoco, a Venezuelan migrant, drops to her knees. "God, why me?" she sobs. The CBP One app on her phone says her appointment was no longer valid. She had been waiting for that appointment every day for 6 months. Migrant, speaking Spanish, crying. NPR, "Lord, have mercy on me," she said. "Lord, have mercy on my family." President Biden, who introduced the app, made it nearly impossible to ask for asylum at the border without it. The app became like a lottery for migrants, so its demise shook this border city. Migrants walked across the town in a daze. Angela Ayala had been waiting for an appointment since she left Venezuela nearly a year ago. In reality, said Bensman, the videos of crying women at the border will reduce migration by showing would-be migrants that Trump has restored the border. The mass migration crisis of the last 4 years is over. Because would-be migrants will see the trek becomes unsuccessful now, Bensman said. The shift will reduce the death toll among migrants, he added. Many fewer migrants will be dead, raped, or robbed by the end of 2025, he said, adding they are going to be at home, safe and sound and alive. Under Biden, the death rate at the border has doubled to more than 1,000 per year. "I cry every day," Yulidi Moreno, a Venezuelan migrant, told a Mexico-based Reuters reporter in early December. "I want to go back to my country. I don't want to stay here anymore. I suffer a lot. Men treat us badly and it's hard. They sometimes mistreat us. Sometimes people die, there is a lot of sexual abuse. Women are mistreated because they don't have money. It's horrible, this is horrible." The crying woman at the border, and all the other ones that you're going to see, will serve that greater, life-saving purpose, he said. Pro-migration advocates don't care about that. They never ever cared about saving lives, he added. But the unpleasant videos and audio of crying migrants are also going to erode support for a safe border, said Bensman. "That's the purpose of it. The purpose is not to save people. It's to erode the public support for deportations." Bensman continued. "I think there's going to be a ton of that, and it's incumbent on the American media to not fall prey to that kind of propaganda, to treat it all with appropriate skepticism, to fact-check it, investigate it, and use the same terminology as you're describing this, without evidence, or could not be independently confirmed. To do with anything that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth every time or MAGA people's mouths. The media needs to hold the people who are promoting that false narrative to account, like they do anybody in the MAGA movement or Donald Trump," he added. Most of the establishment media backs the pro-migration narratives. For example, Axios.com posted a polling story under the headline, "Americans favor deporting undocumented immigrants until they're asked how." The two reporters outlined deportation dramas that could reduce the very high public support for lawful repatriations. By the numbers, Two-thirds of all Americans surveyed said they support deporting immigrants who are in the country legally. But just one in three endorse separating families or sending people to countries other than their country of origin in the interest of speed. And just one in three support deporting those who came to the U.S. as children. The tactic worked in Donald Trump's first term when Democrats and the media showcased crying children as Trump tried to block the incoming wave of wage-cutting migrants. However, many Americans also cried as Biden imported at least 6 million illegal migrants, including criminals and murderers. Public support for the enforcement of migration laws has risen to record levels after Trump's election. Just 10% of Americans opposed Trump's promise to deport illegal migrants with criminal records, according to an Ipsos poll for the New York Times. In contrast, 87% support the deportations strongly or somewhat, so providing a broad consensus for a national enforcement campaign. Just 19% of Americans, fewer than one in five, strongly opposed deporting all immigrants who are here illegally, the Ipsos poll also showed. 56% support the deportations strongly or somewhat. The opposition to migration is entwined with growing skepticism of establishment media outlets,